Cardinal Sean O'Malley is renewing his call for a ban on assault weapons. The Archbishop of Boston issued a statement today in response to the mass shooting in Orlando that killed 49 people and injured dozens more. We spoke with Cardinal O'Malley by telephone this afternoon. He's in California attending a bishop's conference. His words come from a growing sense of frustration.
Certainly, we see how these violent incidents are reoccurring, and there doesn't seem to be any adequate response from the country. So, of course, it is very frustrating, and particularly around the whole area of gun control and the availability of automatic weapons.
So what you say in the statement is, quote, yet another lament about the prevalence of guns throughout our society seems a pale response to the horror of the crimes in Orlando. Are you making a call for a ban on assault weapons? Is that what you want to see happen?
I certainly would want to see that happen, and I think that it's something that needs to happen. So many of these violent attacks are perpetrated by people who shouldn't have access to these kinds of weapons. These kinds of weapons should be for military, for police, not for recreational or something that would be available to the public. And of course, in many of the cases in the past, it was also a matter of people with mental disabilities that had not been cared for by society, which is a whole other area that needs to be addressed urgently. This is, in many ways, a hate crime. It's a terrorism. It was an assault on the gay community. It's also very worrisome that now people will use this as an excuse to hate Muslims. So there's so many different issues that are involved in this situation.
And those things, are they what you are referring to when you talk about the wider and deeper forces at work in these attacks?
Yes, the hatred that gives rise to the violence, hatred for classes of people, hatred for different religions, hatred of people because of their political views or their race, all of these things destroy the fabric of society and diminish people's humanity.
I have to say that in reading your statement, and we will post it online, when you say we must be aware of and reflect on how we think and speak about those who are different from us, it does call to mind some of the rhetoric in Donald Trump's campaign for president. And I don't know if you intend to be political in this statement or not, but when he calls for keeping Muslims out of America and denying access to refugees from parts of the world where anti-Western terrorism is taking place, is this your answer to statements like that?
Certainly, because to demonize the Muslims is not going to bring about peace or safety for anyone. And the refugees, the vast, vast majority of them are people who, like so many in the past, have come to this country escaping terrible oppression, poverty, starvation. And these refugees that we see fleeing from some of these hellish situations, I dare say, if our own families were there, they would be doing the same thing.
It is not known what motivated Omar Mateen, but it is believed that he intentionally targeted a gay nightclub. The Catholic Church has a history of not being seen as being welcome to gays and lesbians. So how, at the same time, are you able to spread an effective message of, as you said in your statement, combining freedom and pluralism and unity in our diverse society?
The gospel teaches us that we must love everyone, and our love for people is not conditioned on what their sexual orientation is or their race or their language. The Church's teaching of the Ten Commandments in no way is meant to diminish anyone's humanity. And our parishes, our families have many people who are gay and who are Catholics, who identify with the Church, and the Church welcomes them and loves them. This doesn't mean that we are going to change the teachings of the Ten Commandments, but we feel solidarity for the families of those who have lost loved ones, and we hold them up in prayer. But we hope that this will not be used as an excuse to make us a hateful people. I think if that happens, then we have allowed terrorism to really destroy us.
Thank you for speaking with us, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, Archbishop of Boston. Thank you.
Thank you.